everybody. Welcome to another episode of the My Collaboration and My Emotions podcast. I am Frankisha Pierre, and I kind of didn't keep my promise the last time. I make promises. I make promises I can't keep. Okay? I'm not going to be making episodes weekly. They're going to be sporadic, okay? They're going to come at random moments, and you're just going to have to enjoy them. Why? Because I'm not going to say they're treasures. They're more like that, like, you know, when you search for, like, the wrappers. You know, when you're, like, you know, you have your Halloween candy, and then you're searching, and then you see just a bunch of wrappers, and, like, you go to the bottom, and then you see this Tootsie Roll, and even though you don't like Tootsie Rolls, you, like, you just eat it anyways because it's candy. This is what this podcast is, and that's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a bottom of the barrel, bottom of the Halloween bag, Tootsie Roll realness. I hope you enjoy. My room is a mess right now. The past 2 days, I've been just guzzling wine, and sleeping, and I drank this brisk lemonade, and it was kind of interesting. It did quench my thirst because I was walking, but I don't know. You know what? To be honest, I really want like a really sugary drink. I like sugary drinks. If you have something to say, say it to my face. I like sugary drinks, and sugary drinks are absolutely delicious. And nutritious, I guess. It depends. Most of those things have sugar anyway, so let me just scratch out the nutritious part. But they're pretty, you know what? They're good, for what it's worth. It's one of the many things that make me happy. Sugary drinks, or at least juice. I have to have a glass of juice, okay? That and my coffee, and my meds, which I still don't have. I'm waiting for my tax return. When my tax return, you know, comes into my bank account, I am gonna be speaking to my therapist again. I'm gonna be going back into therapy, and I need to get my medication. It's been a while. I've been feeling better since I've been sick. I just checked it out, and they said it was just a mild cold, which is great. That's not what I was feeling when I first got it. They said it was possibly COVID, but I'm fine now. It's just a cold that's going away. That's what's been going on with me. I've been also thinking about getting some, like, kids' vitamins, because adult vitamins are expensive. And it'll be a way for me to regress and not throw away that one thing I actually looked forward to as a kid, which was eating those Flintstone gummies. You know what I'm talking about? Like, we all looked forward to that. Oh, time for your vitamins. Fuck yeah. You're getting me those Flintstone gummies, right? Yeah, so I'm definitely going to be buying those because they make me happy. Sweets make me happy. Maybe I'm addicted to sweets. I don't know. And if I am, that's none of your fucking business. And if you're addicted like me, what's up? Let's be besties. Anyways, I also, your girl's gonna be working at Starbucks again. Whoop whoop. Looking forward to that. That wasn't sarcasm. Like, I'm literally excited. Why? Because I get to drink strawberry acai lemonades. Those things hit. They're so good. I love strawberry acai lemonades. And it's going to be in Target, which I know everybody likes Target. But I'll be looking at decor. You know, the house decor. You know, that one aisle that everybody likes. And I go in there, and it's, like, so pricey. Like, I looked at the globe. It was, like, probably $15. I'm like, what the? Like, I already have a globe. I got it from, what's that one place called? It's not Marshall's. It's something else. It's not a Z. It's something else. I just don't remember it. But, God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Anyways, yeah, I got a glow from there. And then this Buddha. Because, okay, here's the thing. Before I continue, when I got the Buddha, I was lit. I honestly was thinking about converting to Buddhism. And I'm still thinking about it. Because I did read up on it and I'm like, oh my god, like this I could get down on, you know. I have that one book from the Dalai Lama talking about, what, compassion? That I never returned to the library. And also, you know, I've been like, thinking about doing meditation and Buddhism since I was probably 15. And you know, I took a spiritual route, did crystals and stuff like that, tarot cards. I still have them to this day. But I don't know, whatever the heart wants, I'm gonna get. I'm also thinking about collecting squishmallows. They're pretty cool. I think I have like two of them in my room right now. And then if you go to, what's that one place called? I forgot what it was called. But it's basically where everything's $5 or lower. And then there's only like some things that are more than $5. But there's a crap ton of squishmallows. I don't know. I hope I'm saying it right. But they have like a crap ton of them in there. And then I got like three. One for my sister and two for me. And I'm gonna get more. I wanna collect more. But of course, when I move into my apartment, I have to wait till I move into my apartment to actually, you know. Because right now, my goal is to get this job, learn to drive, get a car, get an apartment, and then leave. At least before the end of the year. And then once that happens, I'm gonna buy a bunch of squishmallows, buy a hookah, because I've wanted a hookah for so long. I'm gonna start collecting wine. I'm gonna be that bitch. And then also, I had this idea. No, I'm not gonna say the idea. I don't want y'all stealing my shit. I'm gonna show it to you guys. So that you guys can be like, whoa, that's cool as fuck. And I'll be like, yeah, bitch. I thought of it myself. But you guys are gonna like it. I hope you guys like it. I know I'm gonna love it. Anyways. Yeah. So. That's what's been going on with me. Oh, by the way. I ate some Arby's yesterday. And, like, it was a brisket sandwich. Like, it was good. Don't get me wrong. But here's the thing that I really like about sandwiches. I like, you know, a little tomato. You know, some onion. You know, lettuce. Something. This sandwich had the fries that I was already eating. And then brisket and bacon. And it made my stomach feel super heavy. And then I just had a terrible time last night. I'm not going to get too descriptive, but my body was not having fun. Don't know if I'm gonna eat from Arby's again. You know what also I haven't heard in a while that I heard yesterday because of this TikTok I was watching? Ruby Tuesday, Long John Silver's, and what's the other one? Quiznos. I haven't heard about Quiznos in years. Apparently there's a Quiznos that's open in Arizona, but all the other ones are closed, clearly. I can kind of see why. I've never really been to Quiznos, but I remember when I was a kid, I used to hear it all, like, I used to see commercials, hear it on the radio all the time. Quiznos, Subway, McDonald's, that's what I would hear. And then also the smoking commercials, but we're not going to get too deep into that. Regardless, it's funny how I saw all those smoking commercials, and then I started smoking cigarettes when I was 21. Actually, that's a lie. I started smoking cigarettes when I was, 18? Because that's when it was illegal at the time. It was legal when I was 18. So they were like, oh, the smoking age is 18. So I got myself a pack of Marlboro NXTs. And during my break, I would smoke a cig and then go back, eat something and then clock back in. but I was a very much caffeinated and buzzed out mess. My God. And here's the thing about me when it comes to jobs, by the way. If I get into one job, I'm gonna be so in love with working that I want another job. And then I'm gonna get so burned out, I don't wanna work for the next couple of months. But I'm gonna hold that in because I like the feeling of not feeling well, if that makes sense. Let me explain. I like that feeling because I know I can fix it. I don't like feeling unstable. No one likes feeling unhinged, you know, disoriented. No one likes that feeling. I of course don't like it, but it does motivate me to take more of a relaxing day. So if I work two jobs, I'm like, okay, like I'm feeling stressed. The feeling of stress motivates me to relax. I hope that made more sense. I hope it did. Oh God, I don't want y'all saying that I like being crazy or something. Like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I like the feeling of stress because I know I can, you know, take the time and relax after. Yeah. I've also had this thing where, you know, I get extremely burned out and it lasts for like weeks. I don't know why. Well, I know why. I don't know, to be honest. I can work pretty hard. Like, I could, you know, get up, work out, do all the, you know, important adult shit, and then go over to work job number one, and then job number two, and then come home, and then study, and then go to sleep. I could do that. Okay, but here's another thing about me when it comes to working, I complain. And I know people don't like complainers. I'm a complainer. I complain as I work. I'm like, ugh. I like to let out an exhale. I remember I was working at Starbucks and I went, sigh. And then someone's like, why are you sighing like that? Oh my God, it's not that stressful. I'm like, I'm sighing because I need to exhale. Like, I don't know. But anyways, I like to complain while I work. It keeps me going. I do it internally, and I do it out loud, and, some people don't have a problem with it. If anything, some people agree with me. They're like, oh, yeah, girl, I feel you. And then others are just like, my God, Keisha, just shut the fuck up. But, yeah, that aside, when I work at this new job, I'm pretty much gonna be reserved. I'm gonna keep to myself. I'm not gonna complain out loud. I'm just gonna complain internally. And, yeah, I'm just gonna be that one motherfucker that doesn't like anybody so that they can leave me the fuck alone. Because here's the thing that I don't like about work environments. They have this thing where they want to be friends with you so they can kind of like manipulate you into doing things that they don't want to do. I'm not that bitch. You're gonna have to find somebody else. I've had it up to here with people doing that kind of like, I don't know, snaky shit. I just don't like coworkers like that. I don't like people like that generally. So I'm just gonna outwardly give that aura and give that energy. Just leave me the fuck alone and that everyone will do that. I love that. It feels nice. Because I can sit by myself at lunch and know that no one's gonna bother me. I like that. Maybe that's not like, that maybe that people are like, oh, we should spot. First of all, if you tell me to smile, I'm gonna punch you dead in your mouth. I don't have to smile all the dang time. And I just hate that toxic positive crap at work. Oh, you need to smile. No. Like, if you're gonna be really rude to me, I'm gonna give that same energy. That's just how I am now. I don't give a fuck. So, if you act like a total C word to me, I'm gonna act like a bigger, badder one back. Cause that's how I am now. I've learned, I think on my 22nd birthday, after I blew out my candles on my birthday cake, I was like, this is the year. I'm officially 22 years old. And it made me reminisce on like how I was the previous year, you know, the previous years before that. I'm just like, man, I really need to work on my assertiveness. I really need to work on just being a bitch. And I'm like, you know what? I would do that. I would do just that. Because people like to take advantage of nice acting people. I probably spent since elementary school, maybe to the end of my high school career and after that, being just nice, and people would just step all over me. I'm just like, something about positive energy, blah, 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 blah. Here's the thing. Positive energy is, you gotta earn my positive energy, okay? I'm not just gonna give it to everybody. I would be nice. When it comes to people, I'm gonna be nice. When I meet you, I'm gonna be nice. I'm not gonna be a bitch firsthand, of course. But if you're gonna have some kind of attitude with me, or if you're just gonna be some type of rude with me, or you just like just blatantly just disrespectful to me, I'm gonna be disrespectful back. I'm not gonna tolerate that crap anymore where it's just like, oh, kill them with kindness. No, if you're gonna be rude to me, I'm giving that same energy. That's it. Because I'm honestly tired of it. When I realized that I was finally 22 years old, I'm like, damn. And I really spent all these years just being nice. And then I had to also reflect on when I worked at Starbucks, people were just outwardly just total dicks to me. Like, for no fucking reason. And I had my moments, of course. I'm not going to say, like, I'm the perfect person on the planet, because I'm not. I made mistakes, I pissed people off, and I've done toxic things. And it takes a lot to admit to that. Because we have narcissists in the world that think that they're perfect. I'm not one of those people. I know I fuck up a majority of the time. Man, I can tell you one thing, I'm a hot mess. Okay? But I can also apologize, and I can also say when I'm wrong. I know that for sure. Also, another thing, I'm really good at apologizing now that I have in the last couple of years. I used to just say I'm sorry, but then I wouldn't really like explain why I was sorry. And I've also met people that are just bullshit apologists. Like, they just don't know how to apologize. Let me give you some pointers real quick. If you're in your apology, you say, I'm sorry you feel that way, you've officially failed. I'm gonna need you to maybe try again, okay? Because when you're saying that, you're saying, oh, I'm sorry that you felt that I did that to you. And you're also disregarding the fact that you actually did that, okay? It's almost as if you're not agreeing with them. Instead, say that you're sorry you did that. It's not hard. It really isn't. You say, I'm sorry I did that to you. I'm sorry I hurt you. That was very wrong of me. It was stupid of me to do that. And I wasn't empathetic towards your emotions. I will do better next time to think of how you will respond and how you will feel towards it next time. And I will be more aware of how you feel or something like that. I'm getting jumbled here. But if you say, I'm sorry you feel that way, or I'm sorry that you had a bad experience, or all those things, you just sound like just the worst apologist ever. Concluding that, it just means you're not sorry at all. So instead, just say, I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I did that to you. That will never happen again. I will work towards, you know, say what you will do next time. That's great. That's how you apologize. Okay? Back to the topic of Starbucks. Be honest, okay? I was someone that wanted to have a manager position, but I was also a goofball. You know, I was also somebody that, like, and I think it was because I wanted people to like me at my job, so I just acted like a plain goofball. But I didn't realize that was actually gonna affect me and even how people saw me. So, and also too, like, there was people that acted the same way I did, and they got the position that I wanted, and they also didn't work as long as me, you know what I mean? And that really hurt me. I was just like, oh, what am I doing wrong, blah, 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 blah. And I later come to find out there was an opportunity for me to leave, and they were gonna get send me like my last two paychecks of what I've been paid previously. And I was just like, I'm gonna do it. I've worked here a year, I'm already tired of it, and I think it's time for me to leave. I don't think I could stay here any longer. So I left, and I've just, you know, there's a lot of things that happened to me that I don't really want to get too deep into. I went through a lot of breakups with the same person. I've dealt with a lot of job hunting and a lot of depressive episodes, and a lot of stuff happened. And then I reached 22 and I saw the cake in front of me and see the numbers 22. I'm just like, damn, it feels like I was 20 yesterday. You know what I mean? And it really got me thinking, like, it allowed me, like I said, I'm saying this for the third time now. It allowed me to reflect on how I was as a person and how I could actually be more assertive. And I said I was gonna be a bitch. And you know what? And if I have to do that in order to get a point across, I will do just that. I'm also learning, this is what my therapist told me, to set some boundaries. Especially when I was, I guess, nicer, quote unquote nicer. I would set boundaries, but people wouldn't really, or they would do stuff and then I would just say okay without setting boundaries, knowing damn well I didn't want them to do that. So I've just been just setting boundaries with people. It's like, oh, you know, oh, like, let's say, for example, this one guy's like, oh, it's okay if I, you know, come inside your house, and I clearly don't want them to. I'm just gonna blatantly say no. No, you may not. And then he's like, oh, why? We just went on a date. I'm like, because I don't fucking feel like you coming inside my apartment. And then I'm going to close the door. And if he doesn't leave, I'm calling the police. That's as simple as that. You know, or just some really simple things. Another thing, let me give you an example of me not setting boundaries with people and people just stepping all over me. This is like pretty high school shit. It's not really serious, but when it comes to food, it's serious to me. Now, I ordered some chili cheese fries, all right? The high school that I went to had this chili cheese fry. Ooh, so good. The cheese, about this water, just thinking about it. So I was just eating it, right? And this girl, who doesn't want anyone touching her food ever, even if you ask her, reaches over without asking me and takes one, the biggest one, might add, the biggest fry out of the whole, and eats it right in front of me and goes, so good, and reaches for another. I'm like, oh, no! And she's like, why not? I let you eat some of my stuff. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, you barely even share with me. What made you think I'm gonna share with you? And you didn't even ask. Anyways, that's an example of people that who just like to just do stuff to me and like didn't expect a reaction. So now, when it comes to that, I'm very, 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 if you don't take the hit the first time, I'm gonna be rude the second time. Why? Because I have a certain amount of years on this earth, and I'm not gonna spend it being someone's doormat, okay? I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want, and if you don't like that, suck my left teat. or you don't have to do that, just walk away. You know what I'm talking about? Because I don't know. I want to live my life not having people to, I just want people to respect me. Just basic human respect. And if you can't give me that, how do you think I'm going to respect you? And it even goes as far as like when I'm talking and I don't like that. That's like one of my biggest pet peeves ever. And I sometimes do it too. Don't get me wrong. And if I hate it, like it's something that I generally hate, it makes my blood boil. Someone cutting me off while I'm talking. I genuinely hate that. That is such a pet peeve of mine. Like I said, I do it sometimes, so it's me being a hypocrite. But oh my God, it's like, oh, like when I'm trying to explain something or when I'm just trying to talk about something, you go, oh yeah, and, or they like completely cut me off to say something else. It just, it makes me want to sigh and then just sigh more times. Cause that's me trying to calm my ass down. I really hate that. Another thing I don't like is being touched. That's weird too, because I don't like being touched, but my love language is being intimate, like touch, like hugging, hand holding. I like that when I'm being intimate or when I'm being friendly with someone, you know what I'm talking about? But when someone touches my shoulder, you know, or someone like, oh, you have a nice day, and like touches my back, that irritates me. I just don't touch me. It depends. Like, I just want certain people touching me. This is probably why when it comes to family gatherings, I really have a hard time. I'm internally screaming while I'm going over to hug some of my family members, because I only like to do it when I really want to do it. And I think hugs are the most intimate thing ever. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying I hate these people. I don't, okay? They're my family. I don't hate them. And before I continue on that, they're my family is not really an excuse, but I have no reason to hate these people. I genuinely like them, but I don't like constant touching. That's something I just definitely don't like. Another thing that I really don't like, is looking at people while they're talking. That's something that I really hate, so I try looking up. Well, that's something I realized too about myself. I think I've been doing that since I was a kid. I would just look up, or when I'm explaining a story, I will look away from the person and look up. I really don't like doing it, but I do it just so the person knows I'm paying attention. And I feel like I do it too well, because if I stare, then they look away and I feel like I'm staring too much. It's this thing, this mental thing. For example, I'm giving them eye contact, but I don't move my eyes while they're talking. I'm just nodding, you know, occasional nods, like occasional, so you know, and stuff like that. And then the moment they look away for a quick second, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm staring for too long. but I don't like staring. I just do it because, like, that's staring, but like giving long eye contact, I do it because, you know, in terms of respect, that's what you're supposed to do. But I really hate it. I count the seconds where I'm like waiting for the conversation to be over just so I can stop staring at this person. Again, not staring. I don't know why I keep using the word staring, but just looking. I just don't. Anyways, if you ever, shout out to our online friends that I'm probably gonna meet soon. If we talk and I look up a lot, it's because I really don't like making eye contact. Or if I tell you a story and I look up, it's something I do. Sorry. Yeah. Before I have to speak to my therapist, I do have to take this test to see how I'm doing mentally, and I really don't want the numbers to go up, but then again, I can't lie. I think I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty well anxiety wise. It's the depression that's kind of fluctuating into, like, it's been bad. It's been really bad. I'm not gonna lie. It's been bad. And at first I was like, maybe I shouldn't be talking about like depression and mental health all the time. But I think I should be talking about it because it's something that affects my life heavily. Sometimes I'll just be like, and I'll give you a warning, I am gonna be talking about suicide and stuff like that. Real quick. I need to read that Spotify warning, but I think it was about just misinformation, general misinformation and stuff like that. But this is about, like, mental health. So before Spotify says anything, this is mental health talking. Okay? I'm not telling anybody to do this. I'm talking about my own experiences. So please do not take this episode off. Anyways, sometimes I'll just look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, damn, what if I just, and I don't do it. You know, I'm like, ah, you know, I'll just drink a cup of coffee and forget about it. But it comes at occasion, and it's been coming up at random times. I'll be just watching TV and I think about it, or I'm making coffee and I think about it, or I'm going to sleep and I think about it. And it's been happening too much now, so I have to talk to my therapist about that once I get my tax return. But, oh, by the way, before I let you guys go, your girl did her taxes for the first time. Hell yeah. I felt like a big girl. I literally did that shit on my own with the help of TurboTax. And I like filled in my taxes and did that, all of that. And I did it. I'm very proud of myself, you know. Next is gonna be driving a car, which, I'm really, 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 okay, now I'm anxious. I'm really, really scared of driving. I'm really scared of it. Like I'm just thinking about it, just makes me feel, I don't know, like jittery. I don't know how I feel about driving, because it really does stress me out. And I'm scared of like just being in accidents. And I'm not gonna say everyone's an idiot, but there's some people on the road that are idiots. They don't drive well. You know what I mean? And I don't want to be next to someone, or I don't want to end up being in a road rage incident. You know, like, I'm getting anxious. I know that's like an occurrence. It's not going to be everyday kind of thing, you know, but my God, I get scared because I'm like, I've heard a bunch of road rage stories, and I don't want to end up, you know, in those situations, God forbid. So it's something that I'm very afraid of. Very, very, very afraid of. I honestly wish that I lived somewhere where there was transits. I really do. I really wished I lived somewhere where there was subways or more buses, because I live out where there's more land than city. And I wish I lived in a city so that there, because if I lived in a city, there's more bus stops. And I honestly do not mind taking the bus. I don't. Most of the people in there just mind their own business. It's not like bad being on a bus. I've been on the bus many, many a time recently. And monthly bus payments, they're pretty cheap. It's like $30 a month. That's pretty cheap compared to what I pay for Ubers and what I probably would be paying for gas. What is it, like, how much for gas? Like, probably like $15-something. But then, like, you probably have to pay it, like, I don't know how many times. If I have to drive to and from work, like, probably 4 to 5 times a week, I probably would have to put in gas, like, probably, I don't know. But I would probably have to put in a lot of gas. And thinking about the bus, I'm just like, damn, like, I could totally take the bus. I don't mind taking the bus because I'm not driving it. Someone's driving it for me. And I could just relax, listen to music, and just, like, watch outside the window, which is something I really like doing. So I really, 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 really do not want to drive. Concluding that... tell me what you guys think of this very sporadic or all over the place, I guess both. Tell me what you thought about this episode. You're probably gonna be like, what the fuck were you talking about? And to be honest, I don't know what I was talking about either. I'm very tired. I don't know why, but I'm thinking about probably working out and then taking a fat nap, waking up, and then probably taking another fat nap. I don't know. But thank you guys so much for listening to a collaboration of my emotions podcast. I don't know if there'll be an episode next week. I don't know if there'll be an episode tomorrow. But I hope you enjoy it. And if you see that some of the descriptions for some of the podcast episode is just a bunch of gibberish, that's because I felt too lazy to type. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you have a fantastic day. Bye for now.